We're learning Masechtas Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yabez Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top of Daf Kuf Yabez Amud Aleph, where we learned that Kol HaKoyvesh Schar Soch Hekil Noitel Nafshoy Menu, from the Pasuk of Ve'ilov Noiseyes Nafshoy. So one man the Amud want to learn that you see from there that even if you're only hired to harvest one cluster of grapes, that you're over Bal Talim. The other man the Amud said, no, this Pasuk teaches us a different halacha, that whoever is koyvish shchar sachir is basically chayiv misa, either because he took a life, or the pasuk he took a life, and therefore he's chayiv misa, and that's the member here that called koyvish shchar sachir kilo noita nafshe man who was kilo took his nefesh. Now in this member, what does the word nafshe mean? Rav Huna, there's a machlokes here. Rav Huna, Rav Chista, chadam nafshe shal gazlin, v'chadam nafshe shal nigzal. That means anyone who holds back the salary is ki'ilu, he took his own life, or, which means he's responsible for his own life now, because that's his oinish, or it means ki'ilu, he took the life of the worker who now does not have money. And it's telling him, psukim, this machlekes, Rav Huna Rav Chista, charam anafsh shel gazlin, that anafsh shel gazlin v'chayiv misa, v'charam anafsh shel nigzal, that whoever's kovish ha'soch has ki'ilu, he killed the nigzal, killed the worker. Mandam anafsh shel gazlin, the chesiv says in the pasuk, Al tigzol dol kidalu. Don't steal from a poor person kidalu, even though he's dali, he has no helper. That means ki, means loshen im. Loshen, that even though he's poor and no one can help him, don't take advantage of him. Val tadaka oni bashar. And it says, what does it say in the next pasuk? V'chziv, and it says in the next pasuk, ki Hashem yorev rivam v'kovaz kaveim nefesh. Because Hashem will take nekama for him. And Hashem will kill the person who does this. So you see that the gazlin is chayiv misa. Umandi om nafshal nigzal, yidashin din pasuk. The chesiv says in the pasuk, it's also in Mishlei, kain orchais kol beitzei habetza es nefesh bal v'yikach. That's the way of every person who steals. He's taking away the nefesh of the bialim. You steal from a person, he has no food. Now you're killing that person. So they have two pasukim here. One pasuk is mashma, that the gazlin is chayiv misa, and that's one man the amadarshins. The other man the amadarshins, from this pasuk, that's nefesh bal vikach, it's kill, you killed the ani. V'idach nami, the first man the Yama who says, nafshe shal gazlin, v'idach nami exibis nefesh bal vikach. What does it do with this pasuk that says, that's kill, you killed the nigzal? So Gemara says, bal v'dahashta, means the bal now, right now, the one who took the money right now, Hashem will kill that person, Hashem will take the nefesh of the Baal now. The gazlan is holding on to now. Hashem will take that, will kill that person. Ve'idah, what do you do with the pasuk? Nami ksiv kaveres kaveim nefesh. One says, talking about nafshel nigzal, what do you do with the pasuk? Kavas kaveim nefesh. Matam kavas kaveya. Why is the Kavas Baruch Hu going to kill the gazlan? Mishum the notu nefesh. The loss of the word nefesh is going on the thing he took. But kavas kaveim. Now why? Because nefesh. Because the gazlan stole a nefesh. And the gazlan killed the nefesh. Like upon him, in any case, that's the drasha from Ve'ilah who knows his nafshoy, teaches us to call Kavish Shchar Socher Kilu Not Nafshoy. And the pasuk trying to tell you how careful you have to be not to hold back payment from the worker. So, like upon him, this is the end of all the psukim that bring down different psukim what you chay for. Again, it comes out there's five lavim and one asay when it comes to Kavish Shchar Socher. And some are Belilah, some are Beyoim. And that now we continue with the sugya of Bal Talim, Vayter. It said in the Mishnah that the whole din Bal Talim is only when the worker is Teveya his payment. Aim is Ma'azvan Shetavu. Loi Tavu Eino Everlov. If he's not Teveya, so then you're not Chayiv yet. He has to come ask for his payment. How do we know? We must make a drasha. Torah Bonim says in the Pasuk, Loi Solin Pu'ulas Sochi Itecha Ad Baker. You shouldn't leave the payment overnight. Itecha. And the word itcha was that they teach us. Yochol afilu loy tavu. Maybe if he's not teveya, if he doesn't ask for it, tamal itcha l'daitcha. You have to know about it. You have to know that he wants his money. But if he has in his mind, he wants his money already. He doesn't tell you anything. There's no chiv. Yochol afilu ein loy. What about if he doesn't have any money? He doesn't have any money. Is he chayv? Is he chayv al alav ba'atol? Tamal itcha. Shiyesh itcha. Only if you have the money. What about yochol afilu mechoyu etzel hachemni beitzel shulchani? There's a heter of if you tell him go pick up the money from the chevni or from the shulchani, so then the halacha is you're not chayiv anymore, that there, it's only if it's itcha, only if you have the chiyuv, but if you passed on the chiyuv, so then you do not have a chiyuv of Baltalan. Now, it's a machlokes rishonim, if you have to have the poyel's reshus to be sent to the chevni and shochani. We spoke out on the Mishnah Daf Kafir Aleph, and Rashi's mashma that talking about the guy he needs payers anyway from the chevni, and you know that, and that's when you send to the chevni. But stamazah, you can't say, I'm not paying you, go to the chevni, pick it up. We can't do that. That's his mashma Rashi. You have to have his das. He has to mask him for that. Other Rishonim say, no, I'm allowed to do that anyway. I can just tell the chevni to pay him, and then I am off the hook. The balabas is off the hook if he passes it on to the shulchan and the chevni. That's the hatter. If he doesn't have, he's oinus. It's a pasuk. It's a drosh. Okay, it's a drosh. The drosh saying that's how it is. It's only if you look at the pasuk that they brought down in Mishlei also on the Isabel Tasha, it's the same type of thing. And you have the money. The whole time about Baton is only if you have the money. If you don't have the money, so then, okay, there's no lav on that. And you don't hard worker, so you're a pesheya, whatever it is. But that's not the issa about Talmud. Talmud is only if you have the money and you don't pay. So I'm talking about Ravai. So Baruch Lehu, choyzer or ain't a choyzer? Do you go back to the Baal Bayis or not? Rav Sheshom ain't a choyzer, you don't go back to Baal Bayis. Rav Choyzer, you go back to the Baal Bayis. So I purposely did not speak out the pshat yet, because the Tais has three different pshatim in what's going on here. What's the shail over here, choyzer or ain't a choyzer? So we're going to speak out all three pshatim of Taisus. Taisus first pshat, Mitzvah Hashem. Taisus first pshat is, Taisus is like this, that if the guy says, I am paid to you, send me to the chevni, and you're off the hook. He speaks it out clearly. So then it's postured that if he doesn't get money from the chevni, he cannot go back to the Baal Bas, because he's moich already. He said, I'll take my penny from the chevni. And if he says, by the way, it says the opposite. If the chevni doesn't pay me, I'll come back to you, it's postured you go back. What's the shaila? If you look at the first narrow lines of Taisvis, here he said, Stoma, you know, send me to the Shulchani. He doesn't speak at what? On Boy LA, me and Rinon, do we say that died to the Haki Samach, and meet in Loy? I don't know, the Gamri Poet, I feel Loy in Loy. Is the Pshad is he saying he thinks he's going to get paid, if not, they still have a Chiv, or maybe he patted him the Gamri. That's one Pshad in the Gemara's Machlaikis. If in the case of Stoma, do you go back to the Baal Bayis or not? The second Pshad is, that here we're talking about, he said, Behedya, I'm pattering you, if not, I'm going to come back to you. He spoke klar, that I'm only pattering you if I get money. If I don't get money, I'm going back to you. And the shaila is like this, is he allowed to go back without the shulchan saying no? He said it like this, I'm going to the shulchan, if he doesn't pay me, I'm coming back to you. Lamai say, he decided, I don't want to go to the shulchan, I want to come back to you. Are you allowed to go back to the Baal Bayis or not? That's machlokes. Could I go back to the Baal Bayis or not? That's pshat number two. And pshat number three is the chlokes is the guy Baal Talan. That the case was that he came back to the Baal Bayis that day. So is the Baal Bayis chayiv Baal Talan now? We know anyway. The first day, only time you chayiv Baal Talan on the first day, like we learned before. After you pass the first day, it's a new isra the rabbana Baal Tisha. Baal Talan is the first day. But let's say you went to the shulchani, he didn't pay you. He came back to the Baal Bayis, and let's say in the case where he didn't pat to the Baal Bayis. So is the Baal Bayis chayiv Baal Talan or not? That's the machlokes. Over Baal Talan or not? If you look at Tosfos closer to the wide lines and the narrow line, says v'lo pligi elim Baal Talan kishachoyz the boim v'yad v'yam rishon al Baal Bayis the Rav Sheishes ain't a chayiz olav l'in is chayiv Baal Talan. Why? Kimin the nitik shach asimenu. Since you already were detached from the Baal Bayis kishomer et shachani shuv ain't a chayiz olav is Baal Talan. But Rav Amar kimin toich zmane chayiz have a kid the mekara the yar chayiv Baal Talan. That's the machlokes over here between Rabba and Rav Sheshes. Omer Rabba mina minala. How do I know my halacha? Rabba holds that you're not that you chayzer, you get back the chiv al talan, or you let it go back to collect whatever the pshat is. Omer Rabba mina minala. I mean, Tony ain't over alav. It says you're not over. Mavud laavar hamahad hader. You do go back to the thing. I don't know how it stems with the third pshat of Tosfos. I can put him Tosfos himself. Bavarn zakash what? So Tais himself says, he says, "V'dayik Rav Masis v'ktoni imchovet shachoni edo oivar lav mashma dafke kolzman she'elmin eitz shachoni hamahada ada v'chayzer leisuroi." Whatever he has a pshat, how it says it's mashma. I'm only not over while I'm by the shachoni. If I go back, I am over. That's his diak. He says, For the last shot, I mean like this. Only when you're there by the Shochani. Rav Sheish is Amar Ma'in Oiva, Ain Taris Lavar. Let's say the first two Pshat means you're not at all, but Taris Lavar, you can't go back at all. Or if the third Pshat means Ain Taris Lavar, Baal Talon, Kitzel, we have Machlekes here, Rav Sheish and Rabba, if there's Yechayzer or not. Boy, my name is Rav Sheish. Kablonis Oiva Lov Mashabal Talon, Oi Ain Oiva Mashabal Talon. Anu Shaila. Until now, we're talking about a regular day worker, or a week worker, or a year worker, but we're talking about a worker who works for a salary. What about a guy who has a job to do? He gets hired to install a kitchen, or he gets hired to make a bracelet. You give him gold, he makes a bracelet out of it. He fixes a sewing machine. All those cases, an accountant maybe be the same thing, but chari not. But the chari accountants are called a day worker, also that's called a thing. But let's say anything that you have an item that you are fixing up the item, the kablon is on an item. That you're fixing a sewing machine, you're making a bracelet. All those cases are called kablonis. Kablonis, if you don't pay that guy who fixed the sewing machine on time, are you over the lav of batolin and you get the mitzvah of yevuti nischari? All these halachas in a geya, but kablonis are not. What's the shayla? Mark explains the shayla. Uman kainu mishvachli v'avoy. Do you say uman kainu mishvachli, which means that when he makes that bracelet, he becomes a owner of that bracelet now because he's kainu mishvach. It went from gold to being a bracelet. He owns it. Now, when he owns it, when he gets paid for it, it's like he's selling it back. Valvahi is a shvera loshen. So the pulach if it learns means valvahi, and it's not schiras. That's what it means. But it's not valvahi either. It's really like a sale, like Rashi says. Or the Narapshat and the Tosfos Rid says that it means that after you give it back, now he owes you money. So it's a halvah. It's not a payment. So, what? Sale works is that if you give it back to him, then he owes you money, yeah. He owes you money now. If I buy a car and don't pay for it, I owe the guy money. It's a halva, more like. It's like a zakhvah of milva. So, I upon him. So that's about his rizb shop. In any case, the question is, there are oyu batal now. What's the shayla? If umum karam is fakhli, then it's like a sale. It's not a halva. Or it's a halva. It's not a schirus. It's not a salary. Or ain umum karam is fakhli, but schirus is a regular schirus. That's the shayla. Omalu Rav Sheish, Rav Sheish's paskins, over, you are over. Why? Because ain uman kain of mishvachli. So you are over the lav of Baltalim. Freiting Gemara about Tanya ain over. Ida Bryce says you're not over. My answer is, Hosom Shem Cheyu Eitzel Chemini Beitzel Shulchani. There the case is that you know why it says ain over there? Because you sent him to the Chemini and the Shulchani. It's like a major akimta. It says in a Bryce that by Kabbalah it's not over. You know why? Because he sent him to the Chemini and the Shulchani. So my name is Yehla. Let's bring a raya to Rav Sheish. It says, "Anoisin talisa l'uman." If you give your talis to uman, so remember, Rav Sheish says you are oyv about talon, and that's what we're passing. "Anoisin talis to uman." You give your talis to uman. Gomrei finished it by idea and let you know. I feel my kamvats are yom. Even over 10 days, ain't oyv about talon. Even tells you that it's done. You're not oyv about talon. Noshla v'chatzis yom. He gave it to you even halfway through the day. Mishe shoka alav chama oyv about talon. You're oyv about talon. So obviously it says over here they over baltalon even by a kablin. Now what's pshat when you tell them that it's finished? You're not over. So different pshat in the achrayim a little bit in the shayim. The sma on Shulchan Aruch in Sifkot and Yud Shimla Matas Sifkot and Yud says that calls man that the uman is holding on to the chayfitz. There's no din baltalon because if you have a mashkin, there's no din baltalon. If you're holding something, which means if the worker is holding something from the baal boss, there is no baltalon since he has a mashkin. That's what the sma says from here. The other Rishonim, like the other Bacharim, like the Ksois, says Dim Pshat. He says that there's no chiyuv to pay until you give him the kli. Until you give him the kli. But in any case, you see, Mara says, "V'yamrit umen karam shvach kli." Am I over? Why over? L'chayra, it's like a sale. Omrav Mara Beid Rav Kana begarda the sarvula. We're talking about a beged that you're just softening it. That's what you're doing. L'may yavin alei l'rukuche to just soften it. So therefore, there's no umen karam shvach kli. No, why? That is the shvach that it got soft now. So that is called value. So this shvach. So this umen kainu mishvachli. The kli did get better. Lo tzricha. The Gemara answers no. The ka'agur meila b'tushei bacha or bacha v'masa. He was hired to give it, to bang it and to clean it out, and he's getting paid per punch. And the way the Acharim learned Rashi means like this. He made a tenor with him. He said, if it gets better, I'll give you a set amount. If it does not get better, I'll pay you per hour. So since there's an element of schiris over here, therefore there is a chiyuv of Baal Talan here, l'kuli aman, it's not a raya to the shayla of umukana v'shvachli, because here he said that if it doesn't work out, I'm going to pay you per hour, so therefore you consider like a regular sachir, and that's why there is an isser and a chiyuv of Baal Talan.